First off, how well did you know Polo?
Well, Polo was a redshirt freshman, meaning he had been on our campus a full year and came to Texas A&M from Trinity High School up in the Metroplex area. And Polo, one of the things that everyone that came in contact with him, he had a great sense of humor and a quick smile, and just people enjoyed being around him.
And I was going to ask you about his personality. In what ways did you think he really exemplified the Aggie spirit on the football team?
Well, just as a redshirt freshman last year, not playing in the games but working out each and every day, a lot of times on the scout team. So he was preparing the Aggie offense, which was one of the best in the country. But during practice as a scout team member, lining up on that defensive line, giving the Luke Jokel and Jake Matthews and the other offensive linemen, a good look. And so he worked hard at it, and I think he had the respect of his players and teammates.
And I'm assuming the university's reached out to his family, as Coach Sumlin?
Coach Sumlin is actually up in the Fort Worth area, and so they have been in contact. Really a very unfortunate accident, because the other members in that car were also family members of Polo, and so just a very tragic situation for that family.
And this hasn't been the first time tragedy has struck in the past couple of years. Of course, Joey Villavicencio was killed in a car crash in December 2011. How do you go about talking to the team? And I know that's something that y'all are working on today, getting in contact with the players, is that right?
Right, that the football operations staff contacting the players, because we are not in practice back. The team will report to campus Sunday and begin practicing Monday, but the football operations has reached out to the players to make them aware, and then as soon as we have more details, of course, we'll pass that on to the team as well. But here at Texas A&M, there are counselors available, and so any of our student athletes feel that need, that service is available.
And I saw somewhere where they were wanting to, I think the same thing with Joey, they had the numbers that the players would wear throughout the season. I don't know if that's, because I believe NCAA has to approve that first. Is that something that you are going to be looking into?
I would say that the team, it's very early in this process, but I'm sure the team will do something. And of course, with Silver Taps in September, when the students all come back to campus, that Polo would be recognized at Silver Taps here with the university.